Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Friday to you. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 40 minutes, we'll have your weekend movie preview. I'll give you my thoughts on the movie Dungeons and Dragons. And there's a couple other movies on streaming that have come out today that I'm looking forward to. So we'll check that stuff out as well. Then let's see here. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. So President Trump, of course, yesterday, about halfway through the show, one of the big stories that kind of took off with everything was that he was going to be indicted. The grand jury voted to go ahead and indict him. So what about the arrest? What about the arraignment? So it looks like the arraignment is going to occur sometime next week. It was looking like Tuesday is when they're going to do that. And it will be apparently the Trump team and the Manhattan District Attorney's office has agreed that he will not be in handcuffs. And I kept seeing these things going, we're going to see our president in our former president in handcuffs. And I'm like, why? Usually when people turn themselves in voluntarily, they're not like in handcuffs. I don't know why they would have to do that, but oh well. So yeah, apparently that's been agreed upon. We'll not have handcuffs. Then in case you haven't heard, President Biden made no comment pertaining to the issue. Governor DeSantis is along the lines of saying this is a political, saying this is a political maneuver. And it's outrageous that this has occurred. So we shall see what's going on. I still maintain what I was saying yesterday. We don't even know what the charges are. So for the people that say this is an outrage, I'm like, but you don't even know what the charges are yet. For the people who say, well, no one's above the law, I'm like, you don't even know what the charges are yet. And it's just an indictment. Indictment is not a conviction. We see indictments get dropped all the time. So for both sides, we're both outraged that this has occurred, and those that are praising that this occurred, I'm like, it's nothing yet. Indictments get dropped all the time. So we just don't know. We just don't have enough information yet to really, truly have a strong political opinion about it. Now, a political opinion can be made in that, well, they were looking for something on Trump. Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. They don't look for stuff on Hillary Clinton or Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or Bill Clinton or even Obama. They don't look for stuff. They were definitely looking for something against him. I'll agree with that part. The Pope is leaving the hospital. The Pope? Yeah, apparently he had some bad pizza. First of all, there's no such thing as bad pizza. So I don't know what's going on here. What do you mean he had bad pizza? No, apparently he had some pizza for dinner. But then ended up having to go to the hospital. It was there actually for a respiratory infection. But now he progressively improved and is expected to be discharged from the hospital tomorrow. So there, a little update right there. Then one of the big stories in the news, Turkey has gone ahead and said that they will indeed approve Finland to join NATO. I was reading one thing saying, this is a big blow to Russia. And I'm like, big blow to Russia. And they're like, yeah, it's Russia didn't want Finland nor Sweden to join NATO. Heck, they didn't want Ukraine to join NATO, right? That's kind of what that kicked this whole thing off, was Ukraine saying they wanted to join NATO. Of course, at the time, nobody in NATO was saying, sure, come on over. They were like, we want to join NATO. And everybody in NATO was like, that's nice. Glad you want to join us, but no, thank you. But once the invasion happened, then Sweden and Finland, who've always been neutral, are like, hey, so we think we might need to get some more protection in case they take over NATO and want to take us next, or in case they take over Ukraine and want to take us next. So they've gone ahead and applied to join NATO. Turkey has been pushing back. The one NATO country that has been pushing back against both Finland and Sweden joining. They've still been pushing back about Sweden, but they've gone ahead and approved Finland to go ahead and join. Then when it comes to the Ukraine war update, Russia is sending bombs as Ukraine marks the grim Bucha anniversary that occurred a year ago. Russia says a Ukraine ceasefire now would not even achieve Moscow's goals. They don't want a ceasefire. So there you go right there. 401, by the way, that's the number of days we've been dealing with the Ukraine war. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got some more stories for you. But first, traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. We do have delays on Pine Forest. This is going to be in both the north and southbound direction. We did have an accident right at Pine Forest and Nine Mile Road. So just keep that in mind. You are going to see some slowdowns. That's going to be, again, in both directions. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect those everyday afternoon slowdowns on the bridge, as well as some spotty traffic throughout 98. Leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. See something else in the roads? Give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. A couple other things to let you know about here. There was a Trans Day of Vengeance rally scheduled in D.C. However, it was canceled in the wake of the Nashville school shooting. So, but then I saw, but they're still planning to, I guess, go ahead and have some sort of rally in the future here. Virgin Orbit. This is Richard Branson's Virgin. You know, he's got the Virgin Airlines. Well, Orbit is the space arm. This is what they were, you know, joining the space race with. So you had, of course, Elon Musk. You've got Jeff Bezos. Well, Virgin was another one of these that was trying to get into the space race. They were not able to go ahead and get extra funding to stay to keep afloat. So basically, they've ceased operations. They slashed 85% of its workforce. They haven't completely closed down yet, but they're not operating. Basically, the only people remaining, those 15% remaining, are people who are involved with the higher ups to try to go secure more funding. And so unless they can get more funding, they will have to shutter completely. Wimbledon has dropped the ban on Russia and Belarusian players, letting them compete as neutrals. Remember last year, they would not allow anybody from Russia or Belarus to play because of the war in Ukraine. Well, this year they've lifted the ban, but they'll have to play as neutrals. They can't identify that they're from Russia or Belarus. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house, well, in this market, you need a professional, somebody who understands how to get you the best price. And you need a realtor who help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth is the person I would recommend. Her and her team over at Leavenworth Realty are the agent I trust. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She does more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so you get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your house within 30 days, she won't charge you a penny and she'll sell it anyway. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Christina Luck can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. If you need to sell right away, she even has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina could do for you. Call 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news with John Pickens over in the newsroom. Stick around. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there is coming up here in about 8 minutes, You know, we're always talking about the invasive species of the boa constrictors, the pythons down in the Everglades. Apparently, there is something else that is coming up that is even that could overtake the pythons as a problem in the Everglades. I'll tell you what it is coming up here in about 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got a text here says, since Biden didn't take opposition to the Trump indictment, is he in favor of it? Well, he didn't take opposition and he didn't criticize it. Like, he didn't criticize it. He didn't agree with it. He just no commented it, whatever that means. No commented it. Yes, thank you very much about the every time. So I've mentioned before, every time I hear somebody talk about being indicted, like Trump was indicted, I'm glad I'm not the only one who has the movie Fun with Dick and Jane in their mind. Every time, like all day yesterday, I just wanted to run that air. I just wanted to air that the whole time. So Fun with Dick and Jane, when the character played by Jim Carrey gets indicted, he has this complete breakdown. Indicted! Indicted! I've been indicted! Oh, I love it. So yeah, somebody just texted that over. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. If you're looking for work, the Pensacola International Airport might be looking for you. That's right. They're holding a job fair next week. It'll be on the second floor of the terminal building in the airport administration office on April 5th. They say that there are full part-time positions open in several areas, including TSA, ramp agents, rental car agents, customer service, cargo, parking, aircraft maintenance and fueling, and many more. Job seekers are encouraged to register for the job fair online. We posted a link on the News Radio website. A former assistant U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Florida has pleaded guilty to illegally steering contracts to her spouse and companies she had a financial interest in. 55-year-old Catherine Dre worked in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Florida. She's now pleaded guilty on one count of acting with a conflict of interest. Day is scheduled to be sentenced in June and could face up to 5 years in prison. And finally, a man was hit with a nearly $11,000 parking bill after dropping his wife off in downtown Honolulu. The man says he spent just 2 minutes inside the residence at Bishop Place parking structure on Wednesday morning, then got hit with this astronomically high bill. Luckily for his bank account, sanity, security let him leave without paying the fee. Parking management officials say it was a mistake caused by a network error that is now fixed.
That would be definitely one to make you crap your pants getting an $11,000 parking ticket.
Yes.
Like my car's not even worth that.
I know, right?
Is the problem with that. So, oh my goodness. Yeah, that's crazy. And speaking of the parking, I just saw in downtown Pensacola, you know, the parking station where you go pay for your parking, they have a little thing you can scan and stuff like that. I guess they're going to start decorating them with Blue Angels stuff here pretty soon. So it'd be kind of cool. I like that idea. So they got the contest going on right now pertaining to what structure, like some sort of structure will be welcoming people on 3 Mile Bridge. And so it'll be interesting to see how much of that is involving the Blue Angels or not as well. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here at the half-hour mark after our sports hit, by the way, we've got a doctor shortage in not really just, I was going to say Florida, but not just Florida. It's a nationwide problem. So where does Florida fall as far as a doctor shortage compared to other states? We'll talk about that after our sports hit. Right now, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10 and I-110 looking good with no delays. On Pine Forest, we do have slow-moving traffic in between 9 Mile and the interstate. We had an accident there as well, so that did cause some slight delays, but just everyday afternoon slowdowns definitely present there, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your typical afternoon slowdowns. That's going to be due to construction. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-266-1111. Lastly, we do have an accident reported by FHP on Highway 90 in Watkins Street in Milton. FHP is reporting a roadblock in this area, so just keep that in mind. Again, see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, and this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we're always talking about how pythons are invading the Everglades and they're expanding throughout the state of Florida. But now scientists are saying there's another invasive species down there that might become a bigger problem than the python. I'll tell you what it is coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, Bands on the Beach is back on April 4th at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7 o'clock. Kicking off the season is Reunion Band. It's going to be one of their last performances. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. So we're always talking about pythons invading the Everglades and how just last week we covered a story how they're not even sure if we'll ever be able to eradicate them. They're just expanding too fast. Well, now a lot of people are saying, you know what, we might have a bigger problem than that. They may become the most challenging species in the Everglades. It is the, what's it called? The Asian swamp eel.
Huh?
Yeah, the Asian swamp eel. Now, apparently, this is used as sushi over in Asia quite a bit. So it's known as something that, but it looks disgusting. It's slippery, 3 foot long, air breathing species of fish called the rice eel. It sucks up everything in its path. Miniature fish, shellfish, frogs, turtle eggs. The eels have been spotted in certain Everglade areas for decades, but now researchers have data showing an enormous proliferation. It could quickly become the most challenging invasion in our Everglades. Ugh. Oh boy. Yeah, that's not good. By the way, the other one's growing, like as far as invasion spreading, is the Everglade is a slaw crayfish, the flagfish, the marsh killfish, eastern mosquito fish, and the golden top minnow. These are all things that have basically decreased in their population since the eel has been found in there. And these are all fish that the eel eats. And they've decreased dramatically in population. In fact, they don't even believe there's any crayfish left in the Everglades because of the eel. That's how dramatic it's hit. Wow. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Running through the strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing up the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights, everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine. Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming, trying to rob myself of something. You just trying to get a word and life is not fair. I've been working on my tunnel vision, trying to get a new prescription, taking swings and even missing, but I don't care. I'm dancing more, just a little bit, breathing more, just a little bit, care a little less, just a little bit, like life just woo.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So register today for the Navy Federal's 13th annual 5K comes up tomorrow in downtown Pensacola. Race starts at 8 a.m., begins and ends at Seville Quarter. For more details, go to NavyFederal.org/5K. That's NavyFederal.org/5K. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports hit. As Trump's going to be arraigned next week. And they're thinking Tuesday is when he'll be arraigned. He will not be handcuffed either. The Pope is leaving the hospital tomorrow. Apparently he ate some pizza last night for dinner and had to go into the hospital with a respiratory infection. He said he had some bad pizza. I'm like, there's no such thing as bad pizza. And I mean, it just might have made you sick, but it ain't bad. I bet it tasted good still. And then Turkey has approved Finland to join NATO, upsetting Mother Russia. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Coming up here in about 7 minutes, we have your weekend movie preview. I'll give you my thoughts on the movie Dungeons and Dragons. But right now, it's time for sports.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is on NBA TV tonight at 7 o'clock. The Lakers take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And at 9:30, it's the Denver Nuggets against the Phoenix Suns. Now we're into Major League Baseball. The only televised game tonight, though, is on ESPN+. You got the Diamondbacks against the Dodgers around 9:10. NCAA men's basketball, the Final Four is going to be tomorrow. And you've got Florida Atlantic playing San Diego State University at about 5:10 on CBS. And then after that will be number 5, Miami against number 4, UConn. Then tonight, we actually have NCAA women's basketball on ESPN, the Final Four. Number 3, LSU plays number 1, Virginia Tech at 6 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock on ESPN is number 2, Iowa against number 1, South Carolina. NHL hockey on NHL Network and ESPN Plus tonight, and none of the Florida teams are playing. The XFL is on FX channel tonight, 6 o'clock. Seattle plays, is it Arizona? I don't know these teams. I think it's Arizona. Let me check it out. Arlington. Oh, I just saw AR. I figured Arkansas or Arizona. I was wrong on both counts. Arlington Renegades, so out of Dallas area. So the Seattle Sea Dragons play the Arlington Renegades, 6 o'clock on the FX network tonight. And then let me get you your sports news real quick. The NBA minimum draft age will not change in the new collective bargaining agreement. Therefore, the one and done will remain in place. There's a lot of discussion about getting rid of the one and done, and a player could go straight from high school to college just like they used to do, but it's going to remain in place. The pitch clock was introduced, of course. Last night was the first. It was opening day of baseball. It was our first chance to really see it in action during the regular season, and they're attributing the pitch clock to the reason why the games were 26 minutes faster than last year. I have to say, I watched the one that was on ESPN last night, and it was the Houston Astros against I can't remember. Anyway, I remember at one point it was like the seventh inning, and I got tied up doing something. I looked up and it was the bottom of the ninth, and I'm like, what in the world? Like, it really did feel like the game went much faster last night. I kind of enjoyed it. Marquette's Shaka Smart has been voted the AP Men's Coach of the Year. And then former Olympic star Oscar Pistorius, also known as the Blade Runner, was denied parole 10 years after killing his girlfriend. Because remember, we talked about yesterday, he might be free, but no, he was denied parole. And then Wimbledon will allow both Russia and Belarusian athletes to compete, but they have to be neutral players in Wimbledon. So that's your sports hit. Let's get Jock on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads right now are looking good. That's I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays. Pine Forest, north and southbound direction, is going to be extremely slow moving in between 9 Mile and I-10. So just keep that in mind. Everyday afternoon delays, as well as we had an accident there a little while ago. Northbound on 29, slow moving, heading towards Muskogee Road, as well as Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Expect some everyday afternoon slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads causing delays, you see an accident and have some details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to share your thoughts or opinions, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So one of our top three stories was that Turkey has approved Finland joining NATO, and that's upset Russia. Now, but if you remember, Turkey was opposed to Sweden still. And so far, it looks like they still are. So Finland will formally join NATO in the coming days. but Sweden is still left behind thus far. Turkey has not approved Sweden just yet. There's still pressure on Turkey to try to approve them and try to get it done. But in the meantime, there was no problems with Finland. Finland's good to go. So they'll be joined in the coming days. And then there'll be other things with Sweden that they'll have to get to. So the big issue with Finland Sweden compared to Finland, the reason why they're doing that is Turkey has accused Sweden of providing safe haven for terrorists. Basically, members of an outlawed party in Turkey allegedly have found safe haven in Sweden. And that's the big thing right there. That's why they have a problem with Sweden. And so it might take a lot for them to overcome that. Not that it won't. Apparently, they're still talking. But right now, no Sweden, just Finland. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. And remember, the reason why this has happened in the first place is because they didn't want to join NATO. They wanted to stay neutral all the time. But once Russia invaded Ukraine, they basically went, uh-oh. We're not sure Russia's going to stop at Ukraine. We need to get some allies. And so that's why both of them changed their mind about being neutral and wanted to join. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We have a doctor shortage nationwide. I don't know about worldwide. I don't follow worldwide doctor shortages, but we do have a doctor shortage nationwide. We do know that. And so with that, where does Florida fall in as it pertains to the number of physicians per residents? That's what they look at. Doctors per 100,000 people. The worst in the country is Idaho, followed by Mississippi, then Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Nevada. They have the lowest number of doctors per capita. So Florida, we actually come in right smack dab in the middle. 25th. We have 270 doctors per 100,000 people. To give you an idea, the balance there, we have 270 doctors per 100,000 people. Idaho, who has the worst, only has 184 doctors per 100,000 people. The best is Massachusetts, 459 doctors per 100,000 people, followed by Maryland, New York, Vermont, and Rhode Island. Alabama, they're in the top 10, by the way. Alabama only has 217 doctors per 100,000 people. Residents in the state. Interesting enough, I was looking at this, trying to see, okay, adults in fair or poor health. So the percentage of adults in fair or poor health. And you would think the lower number of doctors per capita, the worse the health of the people. But it's not necessarily so. For example, Idaho, which is the worst in the nation, has only 15% of the adults in fair or poor health. Whereas Massachusetts, which is the best, 13.4. So it is a little bit better, but only by a point and a half. That's not huge. And Florida, a percentage of adults in Florida that are in fair or poor health is 17.8%. So higher than Idaho, which has has a bigger doctor shortage than we have. Wyoming, 15.7%. And so it's kind of sporadic. Now, there are in the bottom half of states that have more doctors than the top half of states that have fewer doctors. Yes, on average, the percentage of adults in fair or poor health is lower in the states that have more doctors. But not by very much. Once again, he's talking about like a 2% difference, maybe. So I thought that was kind of an interesting one as well. So we do have a doctor shortage, but it doesn't appear that adults being in poor health has very much correlation to do with that. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get our weekend movie preview for you and another quick update from the newsroom. So stick around for that. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to our newsroom to John Pickens. John, what's up in the news?
Well, a Milton man is charged with DUI after crashing his car into a tree in Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office property last night. The crash happened early this morning. The Florida Highway Patrol says 24-year-old Timothy Wright veered off East Milton Road by the Sheriff's Office, crossed the oncoming lane in a large grassy area, then hit a tree where his car rolled onto its side. Troopers say Wright was arrested after a DUI investigation was done. He's being held on a $2,500 bond at the Santa Rosa County Jail. And finally, the New York Police Department is tracking a surge in auto thefts potentially triggered by a social media challenge. Police Commissioner Kechant Sewell says the TikTok trend showing how easy it is to steal certain Kia and Hyundai models went viral last year, prompting a spike in thefts nationwide. The department believes teenagers are stealing the cars for joyrides before abandoning them. Officials are urging New Yorkers to lock their cars and park in high-traffic areas with good lighting. So far this year, the NYPD has made more than 100 arrests for Kia and Hyundai thefts.
Yeah, I saw so when I lived in California years ago, that was the thing. Like everybody had to protect your car from theft. However you could, you'd get those cross arm things, those bar things you put on your steering wheel. You remember those things? I'm
oh yes.
About?
The lock thing. I can't even think of the name of it right now.
I can't remember what it's called, but everybody had those things.
Yes.
Because car theft was so prevalent in California. And I was always like, I couldn't believe why. And that was what they did.
Low
they would
jack.
Just joyriding around in it. And then they would actually burn it up to remove any evidence that they, no fingerprints, no nothing. So you'd find these burned cars in fields all the time because people just like to steal them, joyride around in them, party all night long, and then they would just go take it to a field somewhere and burn it up. And I was like, oh my goodness. So
well,
crazy.
In Texas, they were stealing tailgates off of trucks. That was the big thing a couple of years ago where they were stealing.
I think I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
It's crazy. Absolutely. But
the club. Yes. Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah.
Or gals, whoever texted in. The club. So they would have the club on every car when I was in California, 20 something years ago. I was just like, what in the world's happening here? All right. Let's get traffic on the files with Gracie Wolf.
We just have typical afternoon traffic. That's going to include slow moving traffic on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10 in both directions, northbound on 29 towards Muskogee Road, getting into Cantonment, as well as Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. On the bridge, there is slow traffic due to construction. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
Weekend movie preview. The big movie this weekend is Dungeons & Dragons. Oh, yes. I went to check it out. It was with Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, Hugh Grant, and many others. It's a funny fantasy adventure film. Like, they tried to make it, nonstop funny, but it wasn't too much. Like, it was just kind of the vibe of the film. Like, you expected it to be funny throughout. They were always throwing in jokes. Wherever they could find a joke, they threw it in. And so it was, they kept it lighthearted through the entire time. And now it is predictable, but I thought it was very enjoyable. Like I don't play Dungeons and Dragons. So maybe people who play Dungeons and Dragons would have a different perspective. But for me, it was just a fantasy adventure, funny film. And, Chris Pine was very lovable in it. Michelle Rodriguez was this, rough and tough gal and everything. It has some neat action scenes and some good CGI. Now, some scenes might be a little bit too scary for those younger kids. They're just because it's funny all throughout and lighthearted. But then there's just a couple of moments here or there where it's that's kind of scary. Is that an undead person? Okay. And they had a couple of jump scenes, too, that might scare some of those under age 12 or 13. But overall, I felt like it'd be okay, even for young teenagers and preteens. So that's out in theaters today. I thought it was pretty good. It is PG-13. On streaming, you got two big options. Murder Mystery 2 on Netflix. This is the sequel with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. So this is 4 years after the previous situation took place. They're now full-time detectives but they can't get their struggling private eye agency off the ground. So Murder Mystery 2 is on Netflix now. I like the first one, so yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing this one. And another one is called Tetris, starring Taron Egerton. It's on Apple TV Plus. It's based on a true story of how the game Tetris became the default game on Game Boy. It's about a guy who basically went to the Soviet Union where he tried to basically get the game to be on the Game Boy. It looks very interesting, starring Taron Egerton. So I wanted to play this audio clip of Taron wearing a fake mustache, but I don't, go ahead and play it. We got 30 seconds.
I said, because I wore one for Eddie the Eagle, which is a movie I did about 8 years ago, and I wore that for part of the movie, and I said, I will never do that ever again, because it's the most uncomfortable thing. But a bit like childbirth, I forgot. Yes, I am comparing wearing a fake mustache to childbirth.
Yeah, so he says wearing a fake mustache, he forgot about how uncomfortable it was.